Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, please, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there. Thank you for the business. We appreciate it very much. But I think you'll thank me when you get there for the things that are there, that the things that we produce, that we make available to you, either the work that I've done or the work that my Brain Trust members have done, like our good friend Jonathan Salem Baskin, who's deposited with some pretty important work with us, and we have it recorded right there for your use there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter also while you're there. Jonathan Salem Baskin is the author of Branding Only Works on Cattle. That's the first book. The second book is History of Social Network. I mean, social media, right? Histories of Social Media?
Yep.
And got a new book coming out next year. We're going to launch that on the show. Jonathan, when we went to the break, you were... See, when I think of the democratization of the marketplace, the leveling of the playing field, this new empowerment of customers with information and the ability for customers to rule you in or out, what I'm calling the moment of relevance, Jonathan, where customers can go online and rule you in or out as a prospective company to do business with before you even know they exist. That's the moment of relevance. In my opinion, there's nothing bad about that. There's no challenge in that for a small business. Just keep doing what they're doing and just value what they have. But you say that there's some roadblocks.
Well, yeah, and it's, again, this is the research I'm doing right now, so these are half-formulated ideas. But I know, Jim, you like bringing your listeners kind of fresh ideas, hot off the press.
My dad would have called it a half something else, but we won't quibble over that. Go ahead.
So what I'm finding out here is in the research is that the larger group we have of people participating in any content or sharing any content or any information, in math, it's called the lowest common denominator, and what you get is not necessarily the truth as much as you get a consensus opinion, and the consensus opinion may not always be right.
You're talking about now. So, you're talking about customer evaluations, that user generated content.
Right. In other words, the average or the mean of any mathematical sum is not necessarily a good or best or even accurate one. It's just the one you end up at.
For example, when I go to a site, when I go to somebody's business and I see the comments and I see that there are five good ones and two bad ones, then I just do the math and I say, okay, there are more good than bad, so I'll do business with these guys, or vice versa. You're saying that's a problem.
Well, I'm only saying it's a problem, Jim, in so much as that if you give it enough time, you're going to get enough on both sides of neutral that it really doesn't matter. That's why YouTube has stopped actually letting people vote for videos, because you go to any news story on Yahoo right now, and half the people who read it think the author's a blithering idiot, the other half think he's a genius.
Right.
So this idea that the crowd automatically gives us math that is accurate, to me, is I'm finding is flawed. But what I think it does, though, and I think where our ideas are on the same track, is that this idea of conversation being a tool toward an end, the end being truthful communication.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily five positive reviews and five negative reviews, but that the substance underlying those reviews is the fact that that small business does a fair and open job
so
of
you're saying,
them and of sharing them.
You're saying that what we should look for is not that, you know, I don't like the way this I didn't care for the way this hamburger tastes at this company.
Right.
But that you look for the one that says, well, these people said their hamburgers, you know, had all this stuff, and they actually did.
Right. Exactly.
You're looking for more truth than opinion.
The truth, right. And the truth being a process, not a goal. There's nothing... It's an ongoing thing. So the fact that this brand, in other words, so how do you explain this, Jim? When a business you do business with as a customer screws you over, makes a mistake, how do they not lose your business? It's not because they paid you off or they gave you a free coupon or they did something else, which is the standard procedure. It's because you trust and you believe they're otherwise well-intentioned.
Right.
You believe the truth of their relationship with you is that we're imperfect. We told you what happened. we're embarrassed, we're sorry, mm-hmm. we're going to keep going. You realize that a lot of times when small businesses are that truthful, you don't have to pay off customers for mistakes. They cut you the slack because you've been so honest with them all along.
Well, as I think about it, Jonathan, I think I do this, and I bet other people do too. When I look at reviews, I do read something and I say, you know what, I think that guy sounds like nobody could make him happy. You know, and then I read something else, and then I say, okay, this sounds like a good evaluation of authenticity. So what you're saying is a challenge, but also aren't we as consumers get better at this?
I think we already, Jim, as consumers, we're better at it. But I think the way the businesses, small or large, use this technology to communicate truth, I think still has a long way to go.
Yeah.
So I would argue that instead of looking at the reviews, because again, I think the reviews at some point net out that people are going to love or hate it, the business.
Right.
But looking at other things like how open and how easy is the website mm-hmm. to use so that I can find the information that I
right.
need. For that matter, how does it preemptively answer my questions and address my needs so
right.
that I walk away from that relationship interaction point, whether it was online or in a service call or walking in the door, and I say to myself, man, these people know what they're doing.
And
whether I like it or not, whether it sells to me or not, is almost secondary.
Right.
Because without that sense of truth and, to your, use your words, authenticity and that value,
yep.
you're not going to sell me anything ever.
And what
anyway.
You just described is what I'm calling the moment of relevance.
Right. Okay.
People just, they ruled you in or they ruled you out because of the way they found you there. Hey, Jonathan, give us a website quickly, please.
Again, JonathanSalemBaskin.com, and Jim, keep up the good work. It's
Thank
always
you.
A pleasure
you
to
too.
Talk.
Jonathan Salem Baskin. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.